Hello, my name is Alex Cumming and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and online at www.wmfo.org. You are listening to the Folk and Acoustic Show. I'm back finally. And to get us started with a real party from Wales, it's the Welsh supergroup, that is Pendefig with Rockfield Reels.
Thank you.
the absolutely incredible noises there of Pendevig, the absolutely awesome supergroup from Wales. And I do believe that they are in the studio recording a brand new album, and so do keep an eye out for that. Yes, hello, my name's Alex Cumming. You're listening to the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO. I haven't been here for nearly a month now due to various health reasons, and I am very glad to be back. I will say right now, though, I will not be here again next week because I'm on vacation, which is about time we're going to somewhere nice and warm, so I'm really looking forward to that. But as I haven't been on for a little while, we have a lot of brand new music for you, and I'm super excited by this next one as well. The absolutely awesome English singing group Lady Masery have been around for a long time now, and they create the most wonderful harmonies, and their instrumental skills are awesome too. They are Rowan Rangans and Hazel Askew and Hannah James. Absolutely brilliant. And they've recorded many albums now, and including one I played over Christmas, which is just awesome. But in February, they released a brand new live album featuring live versions of tracks from various other albums. And it is just magical. Their recordings are always absolutely stunning, but capturing them live in their essence is just magical. And if you've heard the show before, you say how much I love live music and hearing a really good live album, and this is a very good live album. So from Lady Masery's new album Live, the final track, it is one of my favorite tunes, Bagpipers, followed by another absolutely awesome tune called Sheila's 70. This is Lady Masery.
Diam di du di dip da di da diam di dum di da diam di du di da diam di dum di da diam di du di dip da di da diam di dum di da diam di du di da.
Di dum di do, di am 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 di do, di dum dakatita dakatita rakatum darakati ari dum dakatita dakatita rakatum darakati dum dum dakatita dakatita rakatum darakati ari dum dakatita dakatita rakatum darakati dum dum dakatita dakatita rakatum darakati ari dum dakatita dakatita rakatum darakati dum duri dori duri ari duri duri do diam tarari do duri dori duri ari duri duri do diam tarari do
evening in the month of June, the pleasant singing blackbird, his charming notes did tune. Was there a spider woman, all in great grief and woe, conversing with young Bonaparte concerning the bonny bunch of roses, oh. And then up and spoke the young Napoleon. He took hold of his mother's hand. Mother, dear, be patient. I'll lead a terrible army through tremendous stage ago, and in spite of all the universe, I'll come back with a bonny bunch of roses. Oh, oh my son, don't speak so venturesome, for England she has a heart of oak. England and Ireland and Scotland, the The unity has never been broke. So, my son, think on your father. Sent a later, his body it lies low, and you will follow after.
Beware the bonny bunch of roses, oh. You fell down on your bended knee. You asked your father's life of him, and he's granted it most manfully. Was then he took an army, and all the frozen Alps did go. And he said, I'll conquer Moscow, and I'll come back with a bonny bunch of roses, oh. And he took 300,000 fighting men, kings likewise fought to join his throng. He was as well provided for, enough to take the world alone. When he came to Moscow, all overpowered by driving snow, and Moscow was a blazing, he lost the bonny bunch of roses, oh. The margin of the ocean, one pleasant evening in the month of June, the pleasant singing blackbird, his charming notes to tune. Was there a spider woman? For she had lost another Bonaparte. Beware of the bonny bunch of roses, oh.
That was the utterly incredible sounds there of Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, with a one of the best versions, I think, of that well-known folk song, Bunny Bunch of Roses. That was from their Night Hours album. And it was lovely to play that after Lady Masery, as Jimmy and Sid were the collaborators on a joint album for the winter album with Lady Masery. So utterly beautiful stuff there. All right, we're going to head over to some new music now from absolutely marvellous trio from Australia. After many, many years of hiatus, the Beanies are back with a new project and a name change. They are now called the Honeyfields, and they have just released an utterly marvellous album. Well, actually, it's not entirely true. It comes out in May, but we have some access to some of the tracks. And it's an album called Fortune's Wheel, and it is absolutely marvelous. It sounds great. And from this is an original song by them. This is called Which Way Will We Fall, and then it's coupled with a beautiful tune called Uncle Pedder's Waltz. This is Honeyfields all the way from Australia.
On a thing, one side falls to horror.
Really beautiful stuff there from Honeyfields with Which Way Will We Fall. All right, regular listeners to the show will be very happy to hear this. It is time for Contra Corner. Oh no, that's the wrong one. I've got this little sound effects device. That's definitely not the right one. Time for Contra Corner. There we go. Anyway, Contra Corner, all about the wonderful traditional style of social folk dance from New England, from this area itself. It's absolutely brilliant, fun, energetic type of social dance, and I absolutely adore it, and you should all go and check it out. Yeah, it's utterly brilliant, but I will put this little public service announcement out. Due to the current situations with the coronavirus and all, a lot of these regular social dance events, contra dances, as well as lots of other types of social dance, are starting to cancel events and regular events and special weekend dances. So I would advise you to check out websites. If you want to find out about contra dancing, you can just Google contra dance in Boston, and you'll find all the information there. But you should check out whether these dances are still happening or not. And in the meantime, myself included in this, musicians who rely on livings from dances and concerts are starting to have these sort of gigs kind of, you know, cancelled, and that's kind of a huge part of our income. So in the next few weeks when I'm playing this Contra Corner, it would be hugely wonderful if you if it reminds you to go and buy some CDs or go and check out some of these artists who play the music and contribute some money in some ways, buying some merchandise, buying some CDs, etc., because we're going to be losing some money out of these about these cancellations, which are completely understandable, and public health is by far the most important thing. But you need if you could help us contra musicians, that would be lovely. For the Contra Corner this week, though, however, we're going to go a little bit different, because we're going to play a track from an absolutely brilliant contra dance band from England. Ooh, maybe we do want this. This is an absolutely marvellous band called Contrasaurus, and if you've ever got to dance to them before, they travel around with a giant inflatable dinosaur, so, you know, it's super fun. This is a brilliant version of the track Arkansas Traveller. This is Contrasaurus.
Thank you.
the utterly brilliant Contrasaurus. Right, my darlings, we'll be back with some more music right after this.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
That was the utterly brilliant Sam Sweeney from his brand new forthcoming album, Unearth Repeat. That was Highway to Warrington. Absolutely marvellous stuff. Well, you're in the second half of the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO Medford 91.5 and on online at WMFO.org. You are more than welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show here for another 20 minutes. And we're going to move to a fabulous track from trio Co, Peters and Smythe with a project they created called The Road to Peterloo. It's an utterly brilliant project, and it's an album full of really kind of uplifting, very important songs for this time as well, even though it's set further back. This is a track from that Road to Peterloo album. This is called Arise, You Sons of Freedom.
You working man of England, one moment now attend, whilst I unfold the treatment of the poor upon this land. For nowadays the factory lords have laid your labour low, and daily are contriving plans to prove your overthrow. So arise, you sons of freedom, the world's turned upside down. Treat the poor man as a thief in country and in town.
For the government is starving us to control the price of grain, protecting their landowners, their profits to maintain. They will not trade for cheaper corn, their prices to defray. So the price of bread so very dear is rising day by day.
Arise, you sons of freedom, the world's turned upside down. Treat the Mormon as a thief in country and in town.
What will become of England, Ireland and Scotland too? For the passing of that Cornwall Bill, the good that it will do. But when the bill was in the House, they said it would do good. For the working man it has not yet, we only wish it would. So
arise, you sons of freedom, the world's turned upside down. They treat the Mormon as a thief in country and in town.
At other times, rich men despise the poor, pay them off without remorse, like scornful at the door. For if a man is out of work, his parish pay is small. There is little enough to feed himself, his wife and children all. So
arise, you sons of freedom, the world's turned upside down. Treat the Mormon as a thief in country and in town.
So to conclude and finish these verses I have made, we hope to see before too long men for their labour paid. Then we'll rejoice with heart and voice, an end to all our wars. But before we do, old England must pay us what she owes.
Arise, you sons of freedom, the world's turned upside down. Treat the Mormon as a thief in country and in town.
Thank you.
the beautiful fiddle playing, viola playing and guitar playing there of James Delair. He's just released a lovely three-track little piece called Plays, which is just three tracks of utterly brilliant, beautiful and well-mastered tunes. The wonderful James Delair there. Right, so we have time for just about two more tracks, I reckon, here on the Folk and Acoustic Show on WMFO. And we're going to crack right on with a marvellous track from two awesomely talented and very established acts, Jackie Oates and John Spires, who are both collaborating, I think, for the first time on record like this. And this is a new duo release featuring, I think, four or five new tracks and some from previous projects as well. This album is called Needle Pin, and from it, this is an utterly brilliant song by John Tam's Congleton Bear with the brilliant tune Whittlesea Straw Bear Processional.
The rout's coming on and the berry to kill. We tried him with potion, with brandy and pill. He died in his sleep at the eve of the wakes. The cause, it was said, was strong ale and sweet cakes. The cheeses of Cheshire are fame, but beware of stories they tell of the Congleton Bear. Congleton Bear, Congleton Bear. They sold the church Bible to buy a new bear. He served the town well and he served the town true. To lie him in state was the least they could do. The old bear was dead, a successor they'd need. A new bear was wanted and that at great speed. The cheeses of Cheshire are fame, but beware of stories they tell of the Congleton Bear. Congleton Bear, Congleton Bear. They sold the church Bible to buy a new bear. And is useful in times of great need, and imbibed with strong porter he quickly agreed. The parson his Bible he gave then and there. We sold it in Nantwich to buy a new bear. The cheeses of Cheshire are fame, but beware of stories they tell of the Congleton Bear. Congleton Bear, Congleton Bear. They sold the church Bible to buy a new bear. The cheering would waken the dead. It caused the old bear for to rise from his bed. The cheeses of Cheshire are fame, but beware of stories they tell of the Congleton Bear. Congleton Bear, Congleton Bear. They sold the church Bible to buy a new bear. Thank you.
That was the wonderful Jackie Oates and John Spies there with Congleton Bear. Right, it's almost time for me to finish. Thank you so much for joining me once again. And don't forget, I will be away again next week, even though I've only been back for a tiny bit, but I'm going on vacation with my lovely family, my family and my wife, my two kids. I'm very much looking forward to it, but I'll be back the week after, hopefully, if all is going well. I thought I'd leave you with another brand new track, which was actually released yesterday on a brilliant new album by Scottish piper Ross Miller. The album released yesterday is called The Roke, and from it, this is The Real Set, or as it's called here, Reels. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again soon, my lovely darlings. Here is some Reels. Let's go.